business.
Schumpeter. Big Mouth strikes again. How much should TikTok fear a resurgent Donald Trump?
Unlike war correspondents, business columnists do not risk their lives to bring stories to light. But they do occasionally make sacrifices on behalf of their readers. Schumpeter's most recent forfeiture has involved exploring TikTok for videos about Donald Trump. In truth, the subject matter is more fun than you would think. Mr. Trump is made for gangster rap. DA's acting silly. My mugshot's worth a billy. Sold some merch and made a milli. An artificial intelligence version of his voice intones on the app. He warms the hearts of pro-racketeering Latino rappers. Made me relate when they hit you with the Rico. Now the whole hood is screaming free Trumpito. The dangers are evident, though, when your columnist returns to his normal TikTok feed. Already the algorithm has polluted it with anti-woke jokes and so much Vivek Ramaswamy that he cannot swipe fast enough. Sympathy for Mr. Trump on TikTok is interesting. After all, in 2020 he sought to ban it, pressed ByteDance, its Beijing-based parent, to sell it to an American firm, and accused China of spying on its users' data and spreading propaganda. TikTok says it has never shared data with the Chinese government. It is such a bugbear to senior Republicans that it provoked one of the most risible moments of the primary debates, when Nikki Haley, a presidential contender, mocked Mr. Ramaswamy, a rival, for using the app, then called him scum for daring to suggest that her daughter did too. Now that Mr. Trump is on the verge of defeating Ms. Haley for the nomination and is a coin toss away from the presidency, should TikTok again worry about its future? So far, the former president has not attacked it during the campaign, but it may be only a matter of time. Whether TikTok can stay above the fray hinges on three things: political expediency, the courts, and its efforts to distance itself from China. None of these is fully within its control. Mr. Trump savours his grudges, and the one against TikTok is no doubt acute. But before deciding whether to renew his crusade against the platform, he has a political calculation to make. How much would he gain by reviving the spectre of a ban compared with how much he would lose by alienating users? In 2020, he may have felt that jeopardising their support was a small price to pay. Many TikTokers, such as the K-pop fans who claimed tickets to his rally in order not to show up, were a thorn in his side. But TikTok is different now. On January 31st, Shao Zhiqiu, its chief executive, told a congressional hearing that 170 million Americans use it monthly. That is up from about 100 million when Mr. Trump left office. TikTokers are no longer just lip-syncing teens. Their average age in America is over 30. Given that they account for more than half the population, it stands to reason many vote Republican. Though Mr. Trump does not use the site, he is there by proxy. The hashtag DonaldTrump2024 has 445 million views on TikTok, compared with 22 million for Joe Biden 2024. That does not reflect support. TikTokers may hashtag Mr. Trump even if they hate him, but it does suggest that his presence is more kinetic than his rivals. He may relish that. Legal obstacles are another reason taking on TikTok should give him pause for thought. Almost every attempt to ban the app has foundered in the courts. Two federal courts ruled in 2020 that Mr. Trump's use of the International Emergency Economic Powers Act to, in effect, ban TikTok in America exceeded his authority. Late last year, a judge blocked Montana from slapping the first statewide ban on the app, saying it violated the free speech rights of its users. A separate punitive measure started by Mr. Trump, using the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States, or CFIUS, to enforce a sale of TikTok on national security grounds, has hung over the platform during the Biden administration too. But Mr. Biden has his own supporters on TikTok to think about. It is doubtful he would risk antagonizing them in an election year by using CFIUS to decapitate their favorite pastime. TikTok's main line of defense is its own effort to protect users against meddling from China. Under its so-called Project Texas, it has set up an entity in America that it says is sealed off from ByteDance, is staffed by Americans, and stores user data and sensitive technology, such as algorithms and content moderation systems, in a cloud run by Oracle, a Texan software company. It is voluntary, however, and may not be foolproof. On January 30th, the Wall Street Journal reported that employees say they sometimes share data with ByteDance. Mr. Chu said that many things about that article were inaccurate. Moreover, the most significant safeguard reaching a deal with the government to create an independent board to oversee data and national security protections, with members vetted and approved by CFIUS, remains elusive. A deal is unlikely to be reached this year. In election season, the Biden administration would not dare run the risk of looking soft on China. China is still TikTok's Achilles heel. Lawmakers grilling Mr. Chu alongside four other tech CEOs on his platform's response to online child exploitation could not resist airing concerns about TikTok's threat to national security as well. The worry is bipartisan. Under the Biden administration, use of TikTok has been banned on federal government devices. Congress is mulling attempts to strengthen the president's authority to ban it. If anti-China rhetoric rises during the presidential campaign, TikTok is almost bound to be caught in the crossfire. Rhetoric is one thing, securing a ban is another. For all of the anti-TikTok tirades, the app continues to thrive as a platform, as an advertising medium, and, incipiently, as a place to shop. Moreover, prominent mouthpieces for Mr. Trump, such as Tucker Carlson, a broadcaster, are keen TikTokers. Ben Shapiro, a pro-Trump pundit, used it this week to promote a hit anti-woke rap song in which he co-stars. If you want my pronouns, I'm the man that don't respect you. Maybe Mr. Trump, potential gangster rapper in chief, should bury the hatchet and join them.